After this week's inflation reports that we got yesterday and today, there's no way the Federal Reserve is going to increase rates anytime soon. The next thing they're most likely going to do, if they don't pause, is they're going to cut rates. Think I'm crazy? We're going to focus in on today on consumer inflation and producer inflation. Those two numbers just came out this week. The producer inflation came out this morning. Both of them are going, actually, one of them went negative. So I'm going to show you how those are going to affect anything over here. Because if inflation goes down, that means mortgage rates should get actually better. So we're going to focus in on that today because if you're a homeowner, home buyer, heck, you could be a realtor, loan officer trying to figure out what the heck's going on with those over there. My goal is to explain to you guys what is going on. And the main purpose is what's the most important thing we need to focus in on when it comes to mortgage rates. So as a mortgage advisor, folks, I like to start each day with the chart. And look at this chart right through here. This is fantastic. All you have to understand, if you're new to my channel, that number up through there. If it's green, that's good news. It means mortgage rates are getting better. 17's a pretty good number. You want to show even a better number? Let's look at yesterday. Yesterday, we got the consumer inflation numbers came in actually negative. It caused mortgage rates to get much, much better. So where are they going to go from here? Well, that's what we're going to talk about in today's video. Let's get over to the economic news we got for today. And I'm going to show you where inflation is on the consumer side and the producer side. And then we're going to get over to the markets to see how their reaction to this news. And then I'm going to explain to you guys how I think mortgage rates are going to test that 599 level we were previously versus going up to 7%. I'll give you all the facts behind all this. So let's get to today's economic news. So here's what we got today. We got on Wednesday, we got PPI. This is producer inflation. Now let's rewind a little bit. Yesterday, we got a thing called the CPI. Think of the C in the front of that is consumer inflation. And then when you roll down to the next thing, the PPI, the front of that is a P. So think of that as producer inflation. Okay, so on the consumer side, we got a few numbers yesterday. It's numbers with inflation that include energy and food, like oil prices, and ones that do not include it, and that's called the core. So here's what we got yesterday. We got the CPI. This number actually includes everything. This is how much money we're paying extra for things. Over a year-over-year basis, last reading was 4.2. That was way up there, but it was down from 8%. They expected it to come in at 3.8. It came in at 3.5. Now, here's the exciting number. You go up through here, CPI month-over-month went negative. Yes, negative inflation. You look at the last reading was 0.5. They thought it would go to negative 0.1. It actually went to negative 0.4. I think this is almost a 1% adjustment. Okay, so that's telling us where inflation's going. And then if you strip out food and energy on the core piece of this, that excludes energy, the number went from 2.9 to 2.6. Okay, so they're saying, okay, these numbers are pretty good. Well, how's the producer side of the equation going to come in? Because the first people that are going to get increase in cost of stuff are producers. So if you go down to that, here's what we got today. If you look at the PPI, producer inflation, last reading was 0.6. They thought it would drop a little bit. It went negative. So month over month, we have a negative producer inflation. And you also have month over month on the CPI, we have a negative CPI. So now this is telling us many parts of the inflation number, especially if you strip out the food and energy, it's actually going negative. So this is nothing but good news when it comes to mortgage rates and actually the equity markets as well. So we saw that the MBS market was up 18 ticks or something like that in a good way. Let's see how the markets are faring today. So let's go over to the stock market. Well, we have the stock market. It's increasing once again. It's up 147. S&P's up 20. NASDAQ's up 164. And because of all the inflation numbers, you're probably going to see maybe the ticker go across up there about that. But we do have oil at $79 a barrel. So you're probably saying, okay, Dan, you just said oil is going to kill all the stuff behind the scenes because it's inflationary. So why in the heck are the Dow Jones, the NASDAQ, and the S&P all up today? Well, let's get over some of the earnings reports we got out this week. And this week is full of bank or financial earnings. Well, let's just go over yesterday. Tuesday, we had JP Morgan, we had Goldman Sachs. If you look over my head, my shoulder, let's look at JP Morgan. Their earnings per share were up 9%. We go to Goldman Sachs, their earnings per share was up 48%. Bank of America or BAC is up 9%. Citibank up 17%. This is why you got bank earnings killing it. If you have a bank bank earnings per share of, you know, it's up 17, $20, 20%, that means their stock's going to rally. So you're going to have a stock rally. And all this is helping behind the scenes because it's bringing down inflation and it's going to bring down interest rates to help everybody. So now let's get over, what's the Federal Reserve look at and what are they expected to do at the next meetings? Because we're hearing now, well, the Federal Reserve came out, the new guy came out yesterday, and basically he's saying, and the Fed's saying, they're going to increase rates once, twice, maybe three times in the next year or two. Well, here's the stuff they look at. They control that rate over there. It's called the federal funds rate. All that is interbank lending. One bank needs money, they go to another bank, and that's the rate they pay. It's nothing close to what we pay. But here's what the Fed looks at. Basically, here's what the markets look at. They look at inflation, and that's what we've been focusing in on the last couple months. And we're saying, okay, inflation, see this spike right through here? This is due to oil. And we've just proven it over the last few reports that we've got, especially this week. So now we look at the unemployment rate. Where's it looking? Okay, it's at 4.2. Historically, it's been at 4.2. Okay, so that's good news. We got GDP behind my head. It's at 2.1. Last reading was 0.6. Then it was revised to 1.1. And now it's at 2%. It means the economy's cooking on all cylinders. So if you look at all this and you strip out food and energy, you're saying, okay, inflation's coming down quite a bit. What's the Federal Reserve going to do? Well, in the next few meetings, the Federal Reserve, now they're expected to increase rates. Let's go over that real quick. In 14 days, the Federal Reserve's going to be a meeting. I'll do a live event because they're going to come out and they're absolutely going to do nothing. But then they're going to come out and start hinting at what they might do in the future. Well, based on the CME FedWatch tool, this is a Chicago Mercantile Exchange doing studies on options and a whole bunch of things. They're saying there's an 83% chance the Federal Reserve's not going to do anything at the meeting next week or in 2 weeks, but there's over a 50% chance they're going to increase rates at the next meeting. Then come 2027, they're going to start increasing rates then. I'm saying based on all this, especially with today's reports on PPI, the producer inflation, yesterday's report on the CPI, consumer inflation, almost both those all at zero or negative, Fed's not going to do anything. If anything, they're going to sit on their hands, wait a while, and then they're going to cut. So what am I advising my clients to do? Well, great question you asked me. Let's get over to the section I call lock or float. So if you're getting a house under contract right now, we're going to monitor you because I'm going to monitor the market from yesterday to today. Think of me as a stockbroker. I'm watching that stock drop. And as soon as I see a reversal, I'm going to buy it and lock it in for you. That's what we're doing for mortgage rates. I'm going to monitor these rates for you until I see that point where I'm saying, okay, let's lock them in. So we get back to the chart. I'm going to show you it's up 22 points now, up from 14, rates are going to get better. So what do you do if you're looking down the road, if you're looking to build or buy? Watch oil and follow my channel. Because as oil moves down, you're going to see interest rates plummeting as well. I'm going to show you a report. I'm going to start posting blogs each day. So I'll show you the blog report I just posted. But I think you're going to be okay. Watch oil. And as oil kind of retreats, you're going to see interest rates come down from there, especially mortgage rates. But if you're a homeowner, what do you do? You might be saying, okay, what are rates going to go from here? I'm saying they're going to go down. I think here's my thoughts behind all this. Let's go to this piece of the puzzle. This is the blog I'm going to post today. So if you go down through here, this is basically telling us where inflation is. Headline CPI, consumer inflation, negative. Okay, then you just got the PPI today. But here's the chart with consumer inflation. See this huge move? That's because of oil. Okay, but otherwise, we're going down in a nice direction. You go to the producer inflation, PPI, negative. Okay, so you go down through here, this is peaked out, and then now it's coming down from here. So here's two interesting things I want to say. The 10-year Treasury tested back on, when was it? It was February 27th. Let's get back to the bond chart that I want to show you. Here's where the bond chart is. Okay, if we look at this, this is up 22 ticks. That's fantastic. Let's go back about 6 months. Okay, so what I want to show you is right here. Remember, when this chart is high, it means mortgage rates were at their lowest. So this was when rates were about 5.99. We hit the low at February 27th at 3.99 yield. Okay, so when this is up here, that means rates are at their lowest. Think of this as inverted. Okay, as this goes down, rates are going up. So we go all the way down to here. This right through here, this date was May 19th when the 10-year Treasury hit 4.67. I'm saying that is the low that we're going to be. From there, we're testing. That's the low that we're testing. Now, up, up, and away. Up means mortgage rates are getting better. Okay, so what we're seeing today, it's an up 21. If we look at the last 2 days, we got the CPI yesterday that showed a negative number. We're waiting for the producer inflation coming in today. It's showing a negative number. Markets are rallying. So this is a two-day chart. If we look at a five-day chart, look at this. So we ended last week here. We got Monday's CPI report, which was fantastic. Now we got the PPI report, which was pushing this up as well. You got to remember, as this goes up, mortgage rates are going to get better. So what do you do if you're a homeowner right now? I got some tools for you over through here. Let's go to my website. Go to theRateUpdate.com. If you're a homeowner, I need you to do one thing. Plug in your information right up to there to RateWatch 2.2. Now, we have a whole new system launching within about 48 hours. So just wait, because it's going to be on steroids. What you're going to do is we're going to monitor all kind of things for you. So we've upgraded that system through there. But you might ask, Dan, why do you do this report? Well, I'm glad you asked. My name's Dan Frio. I'm actually a licensed mortgage loan officer in all 50 states, as well as Puerto Rico. I've been doing this for about 38 years. I work at a bank that provides me licensing all over the country, but I have a slogan. That slogan's one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan to 30, almost 40 different lenders. And you might ask, why? Well, why are you watching this video? First, you're trying to get approved. Then you're trying to get the best rate and lowest fees. Well, think, if you can work with 38 lenders with one application, one credit pool, you realize they all have different rates. They all have different programs. They might have specials going on, like discounted rates, things like that. We can take advantage of those for you. So check out the systems or services that we have for you up there. If you're a homeowner and you're buried in debt, check out this debt relief tool that we have. It's going to let you plug in all your debts, and AI is going to analyze it to give you the best options on how to pay off your debt as quick as you can, or how to pay off the debt to save your monthly payments as much as you can there. And then if you're looking for mortgage rates, click this. It'll take you right back to the tab that we started the day with. It's going to give you all the mortgage rates for the day right through there. It's going to give you the 30-year, the 10-year, the 15-year FHA, VA. It's going to give you the 10-year treasury. That's what we follow to figure out what's going on with mortgage rates. I have access to the MBS market. We'll get to that in a second. It's going to give you the highlights of the day. Like today, we got core PPI, which was fantastic. PPI, this is going to show you what market reactions are doing for that and the market trends. Going to go over my most recent podcast through there, the indices that we go over on a daily basis, like the Dow Jones, the S&P, and oil. And then down below, we're going to have the predictions markets on what they're expecting the Federal Reserve to do at the next meeting and the meetings going forward. So let's go back to the chart and see where we are for today. So a plus 20 is nothing but good news. Mortgage rates are going to come down from here. We will be hitting the 6.6. Maybe 5 range. If we have a rally, can we get breaking 6.5? Well, make sure you follow me each day to figure out where mortgage rates are going. And the most important thing is, why? What is causing mortgage rates to move? That's what you truly need to know. So thanks for watching today, folks. God bless. Have a fantastic afternoon. Make sure you check out our website and our blog post to understand all the economic news that I post on a daily basis. Thanks for watching. God bless. See you tomorrow, same time, same place. Take care. Bye-bye.